Deadlock was a 1939 British crime film directed by George King. Though details about the film remain sparse, it was one of many crime dramas produced in Britain during the late 1930s, a time when the genre was thriving. King, best known for his work in the crime and thriller genres, collaborated with actor John Warwick, who played a leading role in the film. Despite its historical significance as part of King's filmography, Deadlock has since been classified as a lost film, with no known surviving copies. This is Land of the Lost, Deadlock. The film was produced at Highbury Studios, a facility that was active during the 1930s and 1940s, frequently used for lower-budget productions. While little information exists about its plot, the title and its inclusion in King's body of work suggest a crime story involving tension, betrayal, and possibly a moral dilemma characteristic of the director's other films. Many British crime films of this era followed a similar formula, often centered around police investigations, criminals on the run, or individuals trapped in dangerous situations. John Warwick, the film's lead, had a career spanning both British and Australian productions. Though he never reached widespread fame, he was a reliable presence in crime and adventure films. Other cast members remain largely unknown, and without available promotional materials or reviews, little can be confirmed about the film's reception at the time of its release. George King was a prolific director in the crime genre, best remembered for his collaborations with actor Todd Slaughter in a series of melodramatic thrillers. Deadlock was one of his lesser-known works, likely overshadowed by more famous productions. King's ability to create tension and atmosphere on limited budgets made him a key figure in British cinema during the 1930s and 1940s. His later films continued in a similar vein, often dealing with criminal psychology and dramatic confrontations. The loss of Deadlock is not uncommon for films of its time, as many British productions from the 1930s did not survive due to inadequate archival efforts and the fragile nature of nitrate film stock. Without a surviving print or detailed documentation, the film remains a mystery, known only by its title, director, and lead actor. Its disappearance leaves a gap in the study of George King's career and British crime cinema of the pre-war period, a genre that shaped many of the conventions seen in later noir and thriller films